When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Outkick the Show. I am your fearless leader, Clay Travis. I hope all of you are having a fantastic start to your day. You get $100 if you go right now to fanduel.com/clay and you are a new user in Louisiana, Iowa, Indiana, Illinois, Colorado, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Tennessee, Michigan, Virginia. I think I got all the states there. Connecticut as well, maybe if I didn't say that. FanDuel.com/Clay. Get your bets in right now on Monday Night Football. I'm on the Chiefs. Let me just say this, all right? Brutal, overwhelming, crushing solar plexus shot this morning with the news about Derrick Henry. Had an incredible Halloween. I hope all of you had phenomenal and fantastic Halloweens as well. But what is pretty crazy is how exactly everything is shaking out right now. Everything was back to normal. We had a great Halloween party on Saturday. I had a phenomenal time down at the cocktail party in Jacksonville over the weekend. Flew back just in time for the Halloween party. Kids had an incredible time going and getting candy last night. We stayed up late. And then the solar plexus shot this morning. News that Derrick Henry is going to need surgery and is out at least 8 weeks, which basically would allow him to return, if he recovered well, in time for the playoffs. The Titans have gone and signed Adrian Peterson to try and replicate some of what Derrick Henry gives this offense. This comes on the heels of an overtime win on the road in Indianapolis, which effectively, according to oddsmakers, won the Titans the AFC South. And if Derrick Henry were healthy, not only would the Titans have won the AFC South, but they would potentially be able to talk about a run at the AFC's overall number one seed, which is a big deal because, remember, only the number one seed gets a bye, and it would allow the Titans to play two playoff games, in theory, the divisional round and the AFC championship game if they won the divisional round at home. Instead, big time solar plexus blow. Let me just tell you, I was getting ready to take my kids to school this morning. I saw the news and I thought, should I tell my son about this or not? My 11-year-old is the biggest Derrick Henry fan on the planet. He was a Derrick Henry NFL fan before it was cool to be a Derrick Henry fan. And he's gotten to meet Derrick Henry a couple times. Derrick Henry has been phenomenally nice to my son when they've gotten to meet. Obviously, my son rooted for him when he was at Alabama. He basically thinks that Derrick Henry is a superhero. So the idea that Derrick Henry could be hurt and potentially out for the season was an earth-shattering blow to him. Then my eighth grade son texted me just two words, oh no, or three words, oh no, Henry. He doesn't text me that often from school, but as soon as that news got out, he texted me as well. So, Titans are sitting at 6-2. They have a monster game Sunday night on the road against the Rams. The Rams, by the way, trading for Von Miller. I predicted before the season that the Rams and the Bills would be my Super Bowl matchup. I still like the Rams the most in the NFC, and adding Von Miller is not going to hurt those chances. In fact, I'm nervous already about what Von Miller is going to be able to do with Aaron Donald and Floyd, with Tannehill now dropping back to pass and not having the same play-action threat with Derrick Henry that he's had for basically his entire career, Tannehill's entire career, with the Tennessee Titans. So, this is crushing. I just talked with my buddy Todd Furman on the gambling front. He says he would make a two-point adjustment to every Tennessee Titans game based on Derrick Henry not being there. Positive is, with 9 weeks remaining in the season in terms of games, the Titans only play two teams with a winning record right now. Now, that can obviously shift or near the halfway point of the season. But right now, the Rams and the Saints just lost Jameis Winston to an ACL injury, and they're playing right now Trevor Siemian. Right now, there are only two teams the Titans play with a winning record, and the Titans also get to play the Dolphins, who have won only one game so far. They get to play the Texans twice, and they get to play the Jags twice. Once still. So that's four games the Titans should be a fairly substantial favorite in, particularly when you consider three of those games are going to be taking place in Nashville. But nevertheless, a devastating blow. The hope is that Derrick Henry can have surgery, get back before the end of the season, and be able to play in the postseason and see whether or not he can help power the Titans into the playoffs, because the Titans, at minimum, if they win the AFC South, would have at least one home playoff game. You'd hope to be able to have more than that, depending on how exactly the season goes. We'll get into more analysis of that. And by the way, we'll be doing gambling hits here in a minute on the on Fox Bet Live. We're on every Monday and Friday, for those of you who might not be aware. I want to tell you about my friends at Pure Talk. I just mentioned that my son texted me. He has a Pure Talk phone. And a Pure Talk phone is incredible, can save the average family $800. You get to keep your same exact number. You can keep your same phone, or you can upgrade, whether you're on the AT&T, the Verizon, or the T-Mobile network. I made the switch for my family, and it is an incredible deal. Up to $800 a year you can save for your family. You get unlimited talk, text, 6 gigs of data, just $30 a month. Again, you can keep your number and your same phone, or you can upgrade with a lot of Black Friday specials already out there. How do you do it? Listen to me carefully. Go to puretalk.com, pick the plan and phone that's right for you, and use the code OUTKICK. That's puretalk.com. Use the code OUTKICK and you get 50% off your first month, and you'll save on a new phone. puretalk.com. Use the code OUTKICK. You will save a bundle just in time for the holidays. puretalk.com. Use the code OUTKICK. All right. I also, last night, was celebrating when Adam Duvall went yard, grand slam, first inning for the Braves to give them a 4-0 lead. That was the apex of the Atlanta Brave experience. It looked like the Braves were going to close it out in five games. Credit to the Houston Astros. They fought back, took the lead, went up for good in, I believe, the sixth inning, went on to win 9-5. And now the Braves, who had a 3-1 series lead, are up 3-2. They go back to Houston for Game 6 and Game 7. Can Max Fried step up in a big way, or are the Astros going to break the heart of Georgia area sports fans yet again? Are the Braves going to crumble? I hope the answer is no, but are they going to create their own version of the Falcons? My goodness. Please, Braves, manage to find a way to get this done. By the way, I want to give credit. President Trump was in Atlanta on Saturday doing the tomahawk chop. It feels like Braves fans are punching back against the tomahawk chop cancellation even more aggressively. I felt like they were using the tomahawk chant even more. I would encourage people to mix in a little Let's Go Brandon chant with that as well, which we will get to momentarily. But World Series Game 6 Tuesday, potentially Game 7 on Wednesday night in Houston. I was down at the cocktail party. There's a plane flying over. Let's Go Brandon banner. Also a plane flying over. Let's Go Brandon banner before Game 5 of the World Series. Georgia Bulldogs whipped Florida in a big way. Dan Mullen has canceled all player availability. And I got a stat for you that kind of blew my mind. This is from my buddy Barrett Salee. He said, SEC winning percentages for Florida coaches. Dan Mullen now 656. He's below Jim McElwain. He's well below Urban Meyer. And he's even below Ron Zook, the only SEC winning percentage for Florida coach that Dan Mullen is better than right now is Will Muschamp. What exactly is going on right now in the world at large? I think it is a fascinating question for the Florida Gators. I said, is this a one-year aberration, or should Florida Gator fans be concerned? This is a multi-year problem. A lot of people said we should be concerned. 68%, in fact, of you did not believe this was a one-year issue. And I want to tell you right now, I've got to pull up my starting 11 column and tell you my SEC power rankings right here as Georgia flexed its dominance over the Florida Gators. Had a great time meeting a lot of you down in Jacksonville, by the way. Appreciate all of you coming and hanging out with us, or just saying hi all over the place. It's a gratifying thing to see how much the OutKick audience is growing. SEC power rankings, I've got Georgia 1, Alabama 2. Real debate right now who the third best team in the SEC is. I think you can make a case for Auburn. I think you can make a case for Ole Miss. And I think you can make a case for Texas A&M. That's who I have in the 3, 4, 5 slots. I've got Mississippi State at 6, Kentucky at 7, Arkansas at 8, LSU clocking in the 9th spot. The Florida Gators have now fallen all the way to 10th as they have fallen to 4-4 overall. I've got Tennessee at 11, Missouri at 12, South Carolina at 13, and Vanderbilt clocking in the 14th spot. What about my overall OutKick top 10? I've got Georgia 1, Alabama 2, Michigan State. Big win for the Spartans over Michigan. Congrats. I love that they didn't even make a storming of the field move. I got Michigan State in third place, Ohio State at 4th, Oklahoma at 5, Oregon at 6, Cincinnati at 7, Michigan at 8, Wake Forest 9th, and Baylor 10th. I think the four college football playoff teams are going to end up being Georgia, Alabama, Michigan State, and Ohio State before all is said and done. Going to talk to you a little bit about this crazy Southwest Airlines issue and also Colin Kaepernick's stupidity as it pertains to his new Netflix special. But first, I want to tell you, I absolutely love my X chair. It is phenomenal. Makes it cooler if I need it. Makes it warmer. It can adjust the temperature in my back. I've also got lower lumbar support as well as massage therapy. I sit in this chair all day, right? You guys know that I work all day long. I got a radio show. I do a digital show. I got a television show coming up. And I write, not to mention all the Fox News hits and everything else. I was on this morning on Fox News. I'm on pretty much every day on Fox News in some form or fashion. I need the best possible support to allow me to work as efficiently as possible. And you do as well. A lot of you building out your new home offices. You need to go to xchairclay.com. That's the letter X, chair, C-L-A-Y.com for $100 off your order. X-Chair has a 30-day guarantee of complete comfort, and you can finance your purchase for as little as $30 a month. xchairclay.com. It's a letter X, chairclay.com. Encourage you to go sign up today. All right, Southwest Airlines. Major controversy going on right now because a pilot on Southwest Airlines, a flight that went from Houston to Albuquerque, allegedly said, "Let's go, Brandon," and the Blue Checkmark Brigade has lost their minds over what was said on this airplane flight. People are comparing, some of the Blue Checkmark Brigade members are comparing "Let's go, Brandon" to Sieg Hill, however you say it, a Nazi salute, which is absolute insanity. They also are saying that that this is the equivalent of an ISIS endorsement and that the pilot should be never allowed to fly again. These are crazy people, right? Okay, so let me explain Let's Go Brandon. We helped at OutKick, and certainly my Twitter account, helped to popularize Let's Go Brandon by sharing a NASCAR interview with a race car driver named Brandon who won a race, and the crowd behind him at Talladega, I believe it was chanting F Joe Biden. And the NASCAR announcer said, "You can hear how happy all these people are. They're chanting, Let's Go Brandon." So the Let's Go Brandon is both an anti-Joe Biden chant, yes, but it's also, I think more prominently, a refutation of what the media tells us when our own clear perceptions of what is happening are directly contradicted by what's being said by the media member. In this case, a reporter for NBC who pretended, or maybe didn't hear it well enough, that the crowd was actually chanting, "Let's go, Brandon," as opposed to supporting an expletive of Joe Biden, right? So, I like Let's Go Brandon because I'm a dad. I don't like, if I'm in a public venue, to be chanting F you to the President of the United States. Let's Go Brandon is a wittier way to point out the media's attempt to try to make Joe Biden's policies seem far more successful and palatable than they actually are. And by the way, this is not working because according to a recent NBC News poll, NBC News, not exactly known for bias against Democrats, down to 42% approval for Joe Biden as all of his entire agenda hangs in the balance. And as we have a big race going on tomorrow between Glenn Youngkin and Terry McAuliffe for governor of Virginia, and it's starting to trend and look like Glenn Youngkin may win. So the argument that I think is important to make here is when Colin Kaepernick started to protest, I said, hey, I don't think it's smart to advocate for political causes in uniform at work. And I wrote about this a great deal in my book. I used McDonald's as an example. And this is because I want to try to take it out of so much freighted political jargon. If you walked into a McDonald's and you ordered a quarter pounder, and the person taking your order said, I don't think you should get that quarter pounder. Meat is murder. You would be well justified if you ran that McDonald's to fire that employee. Not because that employee can't have that opinion, but just because in uniform at work, I don't want them advocating for their particular political opinions. Same thing, by the way, you're driving a UPS truck, you're driving a FedEx truck, or you're delivering packages for Amazon. I don't want you to have political signification as you are delivering packages, right? I don't care what your politics is or are. I just want my package to be delivered. So in your UPS, Amazon, or FedEx truck, you shouldn't have a political sticker on it because I would want everybody to be served regardless of their politics. This used to be fairly standard. Similarly, I also don't think it's smart, personally, for any pilot to be endorsing politics in any way. But I'm a Southwest Airlines veteran flyer. Hate to brag or draw attention to myself, but I do think it's worth noting that I have over 1 million Southwest miles. I'm at like the apex list of Southwest frequent flyers. And therefore, I know that pilots and also flight attendants joke all the time in their PA announcements on Southwest Airlines. So I would tend to see this more as a joke than some sort of fervent political commentary. And that's presuming it was even said. There are some arguments out there that what was actually said was, let's go Braves, and that was a function of flying from Houston to Albuquerque, touching down, and somebody being a Braves fan. But what I find amazing and amusing and wildly hypocritical is many of those same people who are out there right now arguing a favor of the cancellation of Southwest Airlines, demanding that there be a boycott of Southwest, are the same blue checkmark brigade members who spent the last 5 years telling me Colin Kaepernick was a hero for making a political statement in his uniform at work. That, my friends, is amazing. We're talking about clearly divergent opinions on the First Amendment based entirely on the speech. In other words, is the person supporting what I believe or not? And this is why I said, I am of the general opinion that if you are in uniform at work, I don't want you to do anything political if I run a company that is not political in nature. I want everybody to be able to buy my product. I don't like the idea of saying only one half of the platform out there, Democrats, Republicans, whoever you are, is going to end up supporting the product. And so, this is what's significant to me. The difference between content-neutral statements and content-biased statements. And what we are seeing from the Blue Checkmark Brigade members, by and large, is a demand that this pilot be fired for saying, if he said, let's go Brandon, while they have lionized Colin Kaepernick. And I'm about to tee off on Colin Kaepernick, but first, I want to tell you all about Cuts Clothing. Look, sports business, you need excellence. You've got to work the best way you can in the most comfortable clothes you can. Premium quality with a minimalist aesthetic. That's what Cuts shirts, polos, hoodies, and crew sweatshirts are. They're made for the man who works hard, plays hard, never settles for less. I love this clothing. I wear it. 2016, Steve Borelli set out to create clothes ready for every occasion the modern man faces. He started by reinventing the t-shirt. It is a fantastic t-shirt. I've got all sorts of Cuts apparel. I love it. I love the Cuts hoodie. And I also love how comfortable this can make me. I love their wrinkle-free polos. All of it. Cuts is a premium with a purpose. Each piece of clothing designed with custom engineered fabric. It's not just a lifestyle. It's not just clothing. It's office leisure apparel for the sport of business. Get 15% off your first order by going to cutsclothing.com/clay. That's cutsclothing.com/clay. My name, 15% off the only shirt worth wearing. That is Cuts. All right. So Colin Kaepernick has a new Netflix special. And I always struggle, and I understand some of you out there may also struggle in your mind, like, should I give Colin Kaepernick attention or not, when it's clear that all he wants is attention and there's no real substance behind any of his arguments? But this was such a ridiculously stupid argument that I felt like I had to address it. Colin Kaepernick, and you can go watch the video yourself. Maybe we can cut the video and put it inside of this analysis so you can see it. But you can go see it at Clay Travis. I tweeted it out. Just scroll down my timeline. I tweeted it out over the weekend. Colin Kaepernick compared going to the NFL Combine in an effort to be drafted to being a slave. And in video, this is not like some off-the-cuff comparison. They did an entire video approximation where they turned training for the NFL Combine into a slave auction. And they compared the players who were at the meat market that is the NFL Combine with slaves. Now, this is so transparently, absurdly ridiculous. First of all players, white, black, Asian, Hispanic, your racial background doesn't matter at all. All players are treated the exact same. They all go through the Combine. Second, it's a privilege and an honor to be considered to be drafted in the NFL, and you are in the line to make millions of dollars. But if you don't want to go, it is voluntary. So I don't believe slaves were signing up for multi-million dollar contracts, and I also am quite confident that there was no one who was being forced to play in the NFL. It's all voluntary. If you don't want to do that, you can go find another job. I don't remember the option of whether you could be a slave or not being a part of this equation. So that is insanely stupid and moronic of Colin Kaepernick and his handlers who were doing this Netflix documentary to make that argument. But that's not all. Kaepernick has continued to argue that he wants to play in the NFL and that he's staying in shape to do so. Well, if that is true, why would he voluntarily be begging for an opportunity to be a slave again? If the NFL is so barbaric that it is the equivalent of slavery, why has Colin Kaepernick been railing against the NFL and even suing the NFL to try and get back into the league? It is nonsensical. All of his arguments, none of it makes logical sense at all. And so I think it's important to call out stupidity when we see it. And Colin Kaepernick's arguments, frankly, are stupid. And anyone who is still defending him after watching that clip in his Netflix documentary is so mentally deficient that they can't be considered legitimate analyst in any way. All the Blue Checkmark Brigade members in sports media who've been defending Colin Kaepernick, I hope they all watch that clip and realize what an imbecile they have been defending. Remember, Colin Kaepernick said police were modern-day slave catchers. He wore a Fidel Castro shirt and said that Castro's Cuba was more free than the United States. This is not a sophisticated person when it comes to the political arguments that he has made. In fact, most of his arguments are flat-out nonsensical. Finally, speaking of flat-out nonsensical, did you see my buddy Mark Cuban? You may have seen me go back and forth with Mark Cuban quite a bit earlier in October when I asked, why in the world, Mark Cuban, are you going to require vaccine mandates at Dallas Mavericks games? Makes no sense. If you're going to require vaccines, you should at least allow natural immunity. None of this policy made any sense. Well, guess who early on in the NBA season has now decided to end vaccine mandates with the Dallas Mavericks. He said it's because cases are declining, but really it's because it was an illogical, without foundational basis policy in the first place. If I were the kind of guy who liked to brag or draw attention to himself, I would point out that I was 100% right here and that Mark Cuban ended up being 100% wrong, but I'm not the kind of person who would do that. So instead, I'll just credit Mark Cuban for initially having a really bad policy, but at least being willing to recognize that his policy made no sense and now making the change because business imperatives, my guess, dictate that far more people are willing to come without vaccine mandates and that there was no basis to require a vaccine mandate, as I argued before, when there are tens of thousands of people showing up in the Dallas Cowboys Stadium indoors and cases have continued to plummet without any vaccine mandate required at all. It never made any sense. I at least credit Mark Cuban for adjusting his policies there. All right, I love all of you. My name is Clay Travis. In a little bit less than a half hour, I will be on Fox Bet Live with Alex Curry and with Cousin Sal. And at 5 o'clock Central Time, 6 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Mountain, and 3 p.m. on the Pacific time zone, I will be on doing an exclusive Outkick gambling show with my boy Todd Furman. You can watch it at The Fade. You can watch it all everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, everywhere out there. I appreciate all of you. Let's go, Brandon. I am Clay Travis. DBAP, unless you need SBAP.